When you enter Second Story's Upstairs Theater these nights, you'll be greeted by some real oldies. No, not the ushering staff. The recorded music plays Petula Clark's Downtown, The Seekers' Georgie Girl, and even She's Not There by the Zombies. The music sets the stage for Entertaining Mr. Sloan, a flawed black, very black comedy that still has something to say about the world as a trash pit. Written by fledgling playwright Joe Orton, Sloan rips and roars into a society where everybody can be very bad, very malicious, and it throws together four people who truly deserve each other. We begin with Kath in her 40s, or maybe 50s. She still thinks she's 24 or so, and manages to put aside the truth about the baby she had out of wedlock, which her brother Ed gave away, perhaps because Kath seduced his male partner, just for fun. In comes Mr. Sloan. He's a young hunk filled with orneriness and a thorough disgust for the world around him. He's a handsome and muscular devil, though, and Kath is after him. She succeeds in seducing him on the living room couch. This is much to the dismay of Brother Ed, who has his own sexual plans for Mr. Sloan. Finally, the group's joined by Kemp, father to Kath and Ed. He's a wrinkled guy who once threw Ed out of the house and now depends on Kath for a distinctly goofy home. Theater folk have always liked to do this play. After all, it's filled with oddball and tricky characters and definitely has a black and blue outlook about the world. But the question has to be asked whether Entertaining Mr. Sloan is still relevant, still worth seeing a half century later. The answer here is probably not. Orton's play is truly a young man's work. It scatters fire all over the place, going down too many roads he never connects. It's perhaps a cry of the heart, but of the mind, not so much. Its claim to importance is that it was a measure of its time, the beginning of huge social and political change that was 1964. At Second Story, artistic director Ed Shea has given it a zooming run, taking what was originally a three-act play and presenting it in an intermissionless 85 minutes. This has the cast crackling away, moving at a pace that perhaps never lets you think clearly. The always resourceful Ray Mancini is forced to be over the top as Kath. Corey Crew manages to give us a Mr. Sloan who is nicely creepy, full of malicious anger. Tom Roberts is a nicely goofy, mean old man. And John Michael Richardson grows on you as an unappealing rich guy who can be very funny. But in the end, Entertaining Mr. Sloan, filled with anger, misogyny, and a deep disgust for the world, is a very young play. True, it pointed to better things, plays with more maturity and acceptance of the world as it is. Unfortunately, Joe Orton died at the hands of his lover at the age of 34.